Oh, fuck yeah. Back at it like a fucking crack addict. I missed last weekend. I know, I'm sorry. In all fairness, like, I got a really good excuse. I drank a 26er of Irish whiskey and got blackout. But, like, I don't know. I got the blackout in, like, a normal way. Like, I drank consistently from, like, lunchtime till, like, 2 in the morning. But then, like, right around, like, 11 o'clock, I just blacked out. Don't remember anything from it. God damn it. I gotta stop doing this. Like, I woke up, checked my phone, didn't call anyone, checked all my messages, didn't text anyone. Then I went into my, like, Facebook Messenger. It's like, I worked with this woman, like, probably, like, 17 years ago when I worked at a hospital. And, like, she's a nice broad, but she was, like, 60 at that time. So she's like 75, 77 fucking years old now. It's like, God damn it. What the fuck did I say? And I read it. It was, like, literally a conversation from, like, 12 o'clock midnight till, like, 2:30 in the morning. Just, like, talking about life. Like, and I went through the entire conversation. I was like, oh, man, I'm totally going to ask this fucking old woman for a fucking gray owl pussy pick. I know it. I'm just waiting, like, because I was so nice. And it was like, it wasn't me talking. Like, that was like my alter ego, Brian. Like, Whiskey Brian, that's who the fuck it was. I was like, oh, fuck. And I'm just like reading through the conversation. The nicest fucking guy in the world I was. I swear to God, I was like the nicest dude in the world. Like, she's like, oh, my husband died 5 years ago of cancer. I was like, oh, my God, you never get over that. Like, you'll always be, like, you know, like, looking for him and, like, you know, feeling and loving his, like, you know. Dude, it was, like, all bullshit. It was all fucking malarkey horse shit. I was like, wow, Mike, Brian was in a really good mood. Like, normally he would have been, like, asking for some fucking dirty fucking elderly fucking tit fucking pics or something. But no, he was a really nice guy. I couldn't fucking believe it. I was like, okay, I need to fucking calm down on this shit. It's like one thing when I black out and I'm an asshole, but it's like a completely different thing when I, like, black out and just, like, have a full-blown life fucking conversation with a 70 fucking something year old woman. That's not good. Something's broken. Need to fix it. Don't know what it is. Probably the drinking, but whatever. I was like, fuck, okay, I'm fucking calm down. So it was like, in the midst of that craziness from, like, my lunchtime to fucking the next day drinking escapade, I had, like, this kid show up. And, like, I know last episode I talked a lot of shit about how kids were, like, fucking running around ripping down signs, like, flipping motherfuckers off, shit like that. It was like, dude, this kid totally changed my whole fucking view of it. Like, whole view of, like, the fucking, that generation. So this kid shows up, he's, like, 12 years old. He's like, hey, man, can I show you your driveway? I'm like half in the bag. Like, this is, like, 3-4 o'clock. I'm like, yeah, man, you show my fucking driveway. How much do you want? He's like, $5. I'm like, $5? He's like, yeah. I'm like, dude, I charge $5 to shovel driveways in 1994. I'm like, dude, it's 2024. Like, do you see what I'm getting at? He's like, no. I'm like, dude, charge fucking $10 or people are going to think you're going to do either a shitty job or they're going to be taking advantage of you. And mind you, the kid was black as night and fucking had a weird accent. So I didn't really want to like throw in the whole, like, you're like a slave. You're like a little snow slave. But I left that out for common decency and whatnot. So I was like, dude, charge $10. He's like, all right, man, that sounds good. I was like, all right, man, you can do the driveway. So he fucking goes out and shovels. Motherfucker's out there for like 35 minutes. Like 35 fucking minutes. I have a small driveway. Hang on a second, I'm going to drink one of these Bud Lights. They're on sale for 80 cents. I honestly do not give a fuck who they support or who they give money to. I don't give a fuck. It's fucking like it's cheap as dirt beer now. Thank you to the Rainbow community for making Bud Light super cheap, because I'm still going to drink it and not give a fuck. Do you know they put people in schools trying to change little kids into transvestites? Like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. It's like 80 cents a beer, bro. That's fucking dirt cheap. Like, that's cheaper than camel piss, for fuck's sakes. Fuck, that's all right. But, fuck. But little motherfucker went out. I have like a walkway that goes out and it stops at my front yard and my driveway.
This little motherfucker shoveled the fucking, he shoveled the walkway out past the walkway, the grass. He literally made me a walkway to like the fucking like end of the goddamn grass, like thinking it was my walkway. It was like, I walked in, I'm like, dude, like, you know, that's not a walkway. That's like the grass, eh? He's like, man, yeah, I know. I just want to make sure you guys had like a good walkway. I'm like, dude, you're all right. Like, I like you, bro. I'm like, I'm going to give you a good tip. He's like, oh, man, thanks a lot. Dude, fucking, like, I go inside the Pam. I come back out. He's still doing it. He's still shoveling. I'm like, dude, here's fucking $15, bro. Here's a $5 tip. I'm like, you're cool with me, bro. And, like, the dude, like, slaps my hand, and he's, like, all fucking chill and shit. And he's like, yeah, man, like, cool. I'm like, all right, take care. Fucking, he takes off. Fucking did a great job. And then I fucked up because I don't remember saying this, but apparently I was just like, man, you come back anytime and I'll give you $15. Dude, that fucking kid showed up every single day since, literally every single day since I fucking said that. The little motherfucker showed up like 4 times this week, and like it got to the point where I stopped answering the door, and we have like a doorbell camera. So I can see the little motherfuckers like hitting the doorbell camera and just like staring into my doorbell camera like, give me money, I'll shovel your snow. Like, it's been raining all week. There is no, the only snow is like literally like 10 pounds snow on my fucking, on like the driveway that like you're just gonna run over. Like, it's just like slush. Little motherfucker's still coming back. So I was like, okay, like, I'm just gonna let this one go. Like, fuck it. I'm like, I'm gonna send the wife to the door. Well, he caught the wife at the wrong time. Like, she fucking burnt a lasagna, so she was super pissed. And then you just hear the doorbell. I'm like, no, don't be that little fucker. I look at the doorbell camera, it's him. She opens the door. She's like, hey, what's up? He's like, hey, like, I just need to know if you know, if you want your driveway shoveled. And she's like, it's raining out. And he's like, he's a smart little fucker. He's like, oh, you know, my other, like, clients, they want me to shovel so, like, the rain doesn't turn to ice. Like, you don't want, like, ice all over your driveway. And, like, fucking wife's like, it's going to be, like, fucking plus degrees out, dude. Like, it's going to rain all week. Like, it's going to wash away. And it did happen. And he's like, okay, well, like, we're, and I can hear him because I'm in the kitchen and I can hear the motherfucker at the front door. He's like, where's that white guy? He told me to come back anytime. And I'm like in the kitchen. I'm like, did he just fucking say white guy? I'm like, no, I heard him wrong. And then like my wife's like, yeah, he's like cooking, so like he's not coming. And he's like, okay, I just want to. And she slams the door in his fucking face. Like slams the door in this fucking like 12-year-old's face. I like walk in. I'm like, yo, did he just call me a white dude? And then she's like, yeah, isn't that weird? I was like, yeah, like, what the fuck? I'm like, am I the minority now? Like, he was a little black kid. You're a black bitch. I was like, do you guys have, like, some brown connection? Like, yo, well, that white dude told me to come back. Like, dude, I fucking sure ran out there and said shit, but I didn't because he's, like, fucking 12. But I was like, fuck, like, good on him. Like, good on him for coming back. But, like, he's trying to, like, manipulate the situation or some shit. I was like, fuck it, whatever, bud. Like, you're good. I fucking went to work this week. It's fucking uneventful fucking week. Like, these guys at fucking work, they're going out to, like, the movies, and they're going out to, like, this Chinese buffet, and they're like, oh, you want to come? I was like, I fucking hate Chinese food. I'm, like, the only thing. I gotta take a fucking piss before I fucking piss my pants. But I was like, no, I don't want to go for Chinese food. I'm like, I'll go for the movie, but I'm like, I'm just going to get high as fuck and, you know, I'm just going to get high as fuck and watch a movie. I'm like, I'm not going to get high as fuck in a parking lot, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, everyone's bringing their wives. I was like, okay, like, I'm not doing some social event. I'm like, I'm not bringing my wife out and just like hanging out with all, I'm like, I see you motherfuckers like for 10 hours a day at work. I don't need you in my fucking home life too. Like, you guys want to get fucked up. Fuck yeah, we can fuck it. But I'm not going to go on a fucking date night with you motherfuckers. So there's one dude I really like. His name's Steve. He fucking chill, dude. Crooked eye motherfucker, but he's chill. He's like, yo, he's like, do you want to, like, do mushrooms and just, like, go to the strip club after? I was like, dude, the movie I'm going to go see it, too. The movie they're going to see is, like, it's called, like, ISS. It's, like, International Space Station. And it's, like, about, like, nuclear war breaking out, and then like there's astronauts in space. I don't even know. But I'm like, you know what would be really cool? To fucking see it on mushrooms. So I was like, dude, I'm getting mushrooms. We're getting fucked up. He's like, I'll do mushrooms, but you gotta promise me we'll go to the strip club. I was like, no. Do you know the last place you should go on mushrooms? It's like, well, the last place you should go is probably like the hospital, and then probably the police station, and and coming into a close number three is a strip club. There's lights flashing, there's drunk dudes, there's fucking whores. It's not a good time for shrooms, dude. He's like, man, I just want to go to the strip club. I'm like, I'm not going. And I started thinking about it. It's like, every time I go to a strip club, something bad happens. Like, it's something fucked. And I started just naming off all these fucking stories of me going to a strip club. Like, I went on a first date. On a first date, I went with a sexy blonde chick to a strip club. And, like, I was waiting in line for the ATM machine to pull out cash. And because they didn't have debit at the bar, because it's a fucking dirty strip club. And I'm at the ATM, and this giant fucking dude just butts in front of me. I was like, man, really? And he just turns around. He's just like, fuck you. I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, that guy would fucking destroy me. Okay. He gets his money out. I go to fucking put my card, and I look down, and there's like, I can see bills sticking up. I'm like, what the fuck? I reach down, pull out. Like, that dude, whoever the dude was, he pulled out so much money that it shot out like half his money, and then the rest of the money just got jammed up in the fucking machine. I was like, took the money. It was like $140. It's like, dude, how much did that guy take out? Like 500? I took the money. I was like, yo, we gotta get the fuck out of here right now. And she's just like, well, if he comes up and starts shit, I'll deal with it. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, look at the side. I could like, see him across the bar. I'm like, look at that guy. That's the guy right there. He's like 6'5", 250 pounds. That guy will fucking rape me before like I blink. Like, right there, don't go to a strip club. And I started thinking, but I was like, have I ever had a good time at a strip club? Like, I've gotten fights. There's the fucking craziness. I was like, wait, not too long ago, I went to a strip club with a buddy, and my buddy had food poisoning. And he's like, man, I'm leaving the strip club. He's like, I gotta go. He's like, I'm not driving you home. Like, you're leaving me at a strip club. Like, you're literally gonna leave me at a strip club. And he's just like, man, I'm leaving. He left. So I'm sitting at the bar finishing my beer, and I was like, fuck am I gonna do? And then, like, these two guys come in, they're dressed in like army outfits. Like, they're like in like the fucking like when you're on leave from the army. And like the one dude had an Iron Cross on. And it's like, I'm not talking about like a neck, I'm not talking about a necklace. He had an Iron Cross. Like, it's like screws into your head at the top, and then it like makes you from like not like moving your neck because your neck is broken. And it was like him and his buddy, and they walk in. I was like, dude, why the fuck are you in here with an Iron Cross on? Like, your neck is broken. He's like, oh, I'm on fucking leave from like Afghanistan. Like, I'm just here fucking hanging out with my buddy. I'm like, man, how'd you break your neck? And his buddy starts laughing. I was like, what happened? And he's like, oh, man, I fell off a tank. I'm like, oh, shit, were like people shooting at you and all this? He's like, no, my boot got caught in the one little groove, and I just fell like 6-7 feet off the tank onto my neck, and I broke my fucking neck. I was like, holy shit, that, like, man, you should probably like alter that story and say that you were like saving some Afghanistan fucking children or some shit, bro. Cause that story is fucking ridiculous. He's like, yeah, I know. And I just like sat there all night with these two army dudes just slamming beers, listening to war stories. And it like wasn't their war stories, cause they were like 22 years old. It was like all these other stories that these guys had. It's like, okay, that was a moderately okay fucking strip club time. But it was like, I'm too old for strip clubs. Like, if you're over the age of fucking 30, you shouldn't be going to strip clubs. Well, that's age discrimination. Like, no, you're a creep. You're a fucking creep. If you're staring at these like 23-year-old drug addicted strippers, because they are all drug addicted, you're doing something wrong. Go home to your fucking family. Do not watch the fucking drug addicted 23-year-old strippers. I'm trying to explain this to this dude. I'm like, dude, why do you want to go see like these fucked up women like show their tits? It's like, oh, well, it makes me feel better. Like, thanks for being honest, Steve. Thank you for being honest. It's like, maybe we can go to the strip club. But I don't know. Fucking crazy shit. But I'm doing a, again, I'm doing a two-part episode. I'm going to do like this fucking bullshit. And then like after this, I recorded one with my buddy Rob. My buddy Rob, I like to refer to him as like the godfather of steroids to me, because he's the one that got me on steroids. And it's just crazy shit that we talk about, and it's going to be good. But that'll be part two after this episode. I got to edit it because there's a lot of editing that needs to be done, because he was a little fucked up and I was a little fucked up, but whatever, we won't get into that. But anyways, motherfuckers, have a good rest of your weekend, and we'll get talking to you next weekend. Peace.